Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like you needed approval from others? Or maybe it was your craft, maybe it was at your job, maybe it was at your church, maybe even in your family. Well, you are not alone, honey. I went through it too in the past, and other people go through it a lot, even as adults. So we're going to jump into why this approval addiction is a thing and how to be conquerors of it so that it doesn't ruin our lives. Let's get started. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining the Affirming Power Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Benford. I'm an entrepreneur, an author, and now a podcaster, in case you didn't know. But before we get into the good stuff about this approval addiction, honey, if you have not received your book, Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap, then you have to get it now. Why? Because if you are dealing with things such as imposter syndrome, self-doubt, fear of failure, fear of success, and so many other traits of self-sabotage that cause us to do sabotaging actions, then honey, this is the book. This is the book that you want to keep on your nightstand in your bag to help you to overcome these different traits of self-sabotage. If I can get the words together, but you can get them at www.avoidselfsabotage.com. All right. Plus, you know, I got the link for you in the description. But now let's get to this approval addiction. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I suffered with approval addiction for a lot of my life. Okay. From a little kid all the way up to an adult, I dealt with approval addiction. And it is no joke because it makes you act so, it makes you act out of character, but not always necessarily out of character. It just makes you focus more on, pleasing other people and getting approval from them than you understanding how you can feel approved within yourself, like how you can feel validated within yourself. So before we even get started and jump all the way into the topic, you know, we got to start with the definition, right? So I looked up an article. It was actually in LinkedIn. Can you believe it? I looked up this article on LinkedIn and I thought it was a snippet in there that really stuck out to me. And I wanted to read it to you all because I think it sums up approval addiction perfectly. Okay. And so what they said is, approval addiction is a term used to describe the unhealthy need for validation and acceptance from others. It is a psychological condition that can have a negative impact on an individual's self-esteem and overall well-being. That's crazy, right? Can you imagine? And look, if you're going through this, you ain't got to imagine, honey, that's just your life, okay? Or if you came out of this, that was just your life, right? But can you imagine most of the things, if not all of the things that you're doing in life is to get someone's approval? Why do people feel this way? Why do people feel the need to get others' approval, even on the littlest things? If you think about it, even in posting, because you feel like you need this validation or you need this approval from other people, you second guess maybe posting things. Or, and honey, I've been there, I know, you know what I mean? And I know people that go through the same thing. But, you know, you second guess posting your true self, or you second guess doing a certain type of work, or going back to school, or having another child, whatever your thing is, but you second guess because you feel like people are going to reject the idea of you doing a thing, reject the idea of you doing the thing, but reject you altogether. And you feel this need of approval, and we got to figure out where this comes from, right? Well, you ain't got to figure it out because I'm going to tell you right here. Okay. Approval addiction. So here's where approval addiction comes from. After some research, honey, after looking at my own life and this, that, and the other, let me tell you, there are three, I'm only touching on three things today where approval addiction can stem from. And, you know, and ask the Holy Spirit, you know, pray, honey. Don't just take my word for it, but you pray and ask God to reveal to you where your approval addiction is coming from so that you can be free of this, be free of worrying and caring about what other people think about your life. It is time to stop it. The only validation we need is two, and we're going to get into is two different types of approval that we need. We're going to get to it in the end because I'm not going to jump ahead of myself like I have a tendency to do. But where does approval addiction come from? Number one, not feeling validated. Okay, why do we have a tendency to not feel validated? It's because somewhere in our childhood, or maybe in our youth, because the reason why you hear me a lot of times talk about our childhood and going back to our youth, because these are the foundational moments of us as beings, as us as human beings. These are the foundational moments of how we're sculpted and crafted, and our mindsets and our perceptions. All these things come from our childhood, but it's not feeling validated. It's feeling like, you know, maybe you didn't feel validated as a child in your household, or you didn't feel validated with your peers or your professors or your bosses or whatever as you grew older, your bosses, right? You're not going to have a boss as a child, but, you know, but maybe you didn't feel validated in the home. Nobody really, you know, gave validation to even your feelings, not necessarily accomplishments, but your feelings. They didn't validate your feelings. They didn't validate how you felt about things, or including you in you know, family decisions or whatever that you could be included in as a child. And so these, not having that validation, not feeling validated, creating you to become an adult that now you have an approval addiction. You work so hard, even in your personal goals and your career goals, to work so hard to build up this version of yourself that you feel is going to get the approval of others. We got to stop caring what others think, okay? Another place where approval addiction comes from is low self-esteem. This is not, when you think of low self-esteem, what do you think about? Okay, when I think about low self-esteem, a lot of people I'm thinking, you know, a lot of times I'm thinking about people that have self-esteem about their bodies. You know, I had that too. Okay, about their bodies, about their careers, about their finances. You know, we go on and on about their parenting, whatever it is, on and on and on. We have this low self-esteem where we just don't feel confident. We don't feel bold. We don't have that self-validation. We don't have that self-confidence that we should have. And it could be not just in our physical being. It could be in our abilities. It could be in our intelligence, like how smart we are. Maybe somebody called you dumb, or girl, you stupid. I don't know why you're trying to do this. You dumb. You know, all that kind of stuff. Especially when we're told that as a kid, that stuff, that those are seeds planted in our subconscious and planted in our minds, just period. Okay. Planted in us subconsciously. Those are seeds that grow up with us. And we have no idea that these seeds are growing up into full blown trees. Okay. That's causing us to have all these negative actions, approval addiction, validation, all these things, you know, having all these issues of life because of what is under the surface, what has been planted years ago. Okay. So, and it creates this low self-esteem, which makes us, because we feel like we can't approve ourselves. We're not smart enough to approve ourselves, and that we're in a society where we feel like we have to care what other people feel about us, because look at social media. We put stuff out there because we want to get praised. And don't say you don't want to get praised, boo, because you know you do, or some type of praises or love or whatever you want to call it. Okay. Don't say you don't want to do that, because as soon as you post something and somebody don't say something, you're going to feel some kind of way. Okay. So don't even go there. Look at, I would say, just do a self-assessment, sugar. Just do a self-assessment. Okay. But that's the whole purpose of social media. It's this vanity realm, you know, and in this vanity realm, we put things out there because we want people to celebrate us. We want people to praise us. We want people to give us, oh, kudos, good job, woo woo wham, wham. Because if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be putting stuff out there, right? Okay, no judgment, sugar, just truth, okay? Another place where approval addiction comes from is abandonment and rejection. Something should be popping up on the screen for you all on YouTube. But if you have gone through any type of rejection, any type of abandonment, okay, because the little thing that popped up is an abandonment series I just did, okay, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. But if you have experienced any of that in your life, it is going to cause you to have a low self-esteem. It is going to cause you to have these underlying issues concerning yourself. Even if you had nothing to do with the rejection or the abandonment, it's going to cause you to have these low feelings about yourself to the point where you need other people to make you feel good through their approval. Okay, that's where approval addiction comes from. And we thrive, you know, you might thrive and thrive and thrive subconsciously, unconsciously, you know, and maybe even consciously. You know, you thrive on doing things that's going to get you a pat on the back, that's going to get you praise. Now, don't get me twisted. It's not that you don't want people to celebrate you. I think having the celebration and the not necessarily approval, we don't want approval, okay? Well, we shouldn't be putting all our weight on needing approval, but having that support, it is a difference between having support and having approval, okay? Those are two totally different things, okay? Of course, we want the support of our peers and our loved ones and our families and our friends. Of course, we want that support. But are we passing or surpassing the place of support and moving into a place of approval where we want approval? We don't feel like we've conquered anything or won anything or accomplished anything. Did I already say that? We don't feel like we achieved anything unless somebody else gives us an approval it through their praise or through their, you know, Hercules. If they don't give us that, then we don't feel like it mattered what we did accomplish or what we did do in our lives. Okay. So that abandonment and rejection is a hardcore one. So if you have gone through any of that, you know, release that stuff, release it from you. So let's talk about how to conquer it. Find your self-worth. Find your self-worth. The reason why I say this, find your self-worth, okay? Find your self-worth, meaning that you're going to have to change your mindset about who you are. And guess what? The best way to do that, honey, is through reading the word. I'm just going to tell you, reading the word and affirmations. And honestly, in the Bible, there are so many affirmations, like things that God says that you are and how he created you. Those are your affirmations that comes from the creator. Okay. Those are the affirmations that are going to build you up and that are going to make you confident, make you bold, make you feel stronger mentally and emotionally about who you are and who you were gifted and who you were created to be. Okay. Find your self-worth. You have to find your self-worth. Okay. How you do that too is by your wins. Acknowledge your wins no matter how small. I'm not going to lie, even I have a hard time acknowledging my small wins. I just do, because I'm so busy looking for the big goal that I'm literally overlooking all the amazing little wins that I'm having right now that will lead me to the big goals, okay? I'm just going to tell the truth. I can't tell you something that I didn't first have to learn myself, okay? Another one, accomplishments. That's the same. Acknowledge your accomplishments. Acknowledge your wins. Acknowledge even the things that you overcame. Oh my gosh, we have to remember the things that we overcame. Even if your life does not seem perfect or right where you want it to be at this very moment in your life, it does not mean that you are not an overcomer, because you are. You have overcame something. Okay. You overcame something. Okay. Acknowledge that. I don't care how small it is. Acknowledge that. okay, sometimes people are thinking of big things like I got my PhD or you know, I just got, you know, this huge raise where I'm a VP or whatever the case is. Think about even the small things. Like I had a wonderful day today. I was able to help some, if you in customer service or something, I had a wonderful day. I was able to help some people through and help them work out their problems. Those are wins, even though they may seem little, even though it may not seem like the overall big goal. Those are wins, okay? And then, like I said, understand that validation comes from within first, but even more before it comes from within first, I should say second, it comes from within second. Because first, the only validation that you really and truly need is God's validation. And honey, he already wrote it in a book, okay? He even wrote it in the book, in the Bible, about how amazing you are, how he created you, what he has for you, what he knows that you can do, how you need to be bold and courageous, like he told Joshua in Joshua 1. That is your first approval that you need. Once you know that you have the approval of God, the one who created you to be nothing but the best, nothing but greatness, then let me tell you, then you will begin to build up your confidence and your hope within who you are. Not that you're trying to be self-righteous and prideful, because that's not what we're talking about, you know, but dude, be confident. Be confident in who you are and what you've accomplished already, because you are an overcomer. And you and this, and the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. So even in this right here, okay, in the situation that you're in right here, yes, I'm talking to myself too. In the situation that you're in right here, you are more than a conqueror. So if he wrote, if his spirit endowed a person to write thousands of years ago that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, then that means it's written, so it is so, okay? You have to know, dive into the word, know what the word says about how God sees you. And I'm telling you, that's the number one approval that you need. Because if he says it, then you need to say it and you need to know it. You need to affirm it out of your mouth and know that it is so. This will help you to reverse your stinking thinking. It'll help you to reverse self-doubt, reverse negative, all these negative thoughts and limiting beliefs and all that. It will help you to reverse all of that so you can stop focusing on what others think about you. Okay? Because here's the thing, why we cannot let ourselves stay in a place of approval addiction is because people will change on a dime. The same people that was praising Jesus about him healing and raising folks from the dead and all this, the same folks was the same people that was talking about crucify him. Okay, so people will change on a dime. That's why you do not want to put your stock in looking for approval from others, because they will change as the wind blows. Okay, they will change as the wind blows, but God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he is the one who validated you. He is the one who approves you. So once you understand that, you will come out of this approval addiction like never before. And sugar, like I said, I'm talking to myself too. Okay, you will come out of that approval addiction like never before. And people can't, they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I know you probably heard some old people say that, right? But they don't have people do not have a heaven or hell to put you in. Your trust and your focus needs to be on that God loves you and he only wants and sees the best for you. Okay? Only. He only wants and sees the best for you. That's what he intended for you. All right? So look, it's time to overcome this approval addiction. It's time to build your self-confidence. It's time to know who you are in the kingdom. Know who God created you to be. It is time for you to be confident, bold, courageous. It is time for you to move forward, huh? And I'm going to say us. It is time for us to move forward in what God has called us to do and move forward confidently, not looking for the attention or the approval or the praise of others, but knowing that we've already been validated in the spirit, and now you need to take that validation that you've been given in the spirit and let it manifest in your natural and in your mind, and stand up and do what it is that you are called and meant to do without apology. Without apology, because some people will love what you do and some people will hate what you do. Some people will love you, like you, and some people will hate you just because you are you. But now it is time for you to have self-approval, because God has already approved you. Woo! Honey, I think that is good. I think that is good. But look, like I said, if you don't have the book, child, go ahead to www.avoidselfsabotage.com and get that book that will help you to change your stinking thinking into positive, affirmative thinking and actions, okay, so that you can start living out your purpose in boldness, in confidence, in living color, all right? And don't forget, if you are listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, don't forget to hit the follow button and share. And for those of you watching me on YouTube, I thank you so much for joining me over here as well. All of you actually joining me as well. Don't forget to subscribe, to like. I need y'all to do that. And make sure that you comment and share it with somebody so somebody else can get free and blessed, please. And thank you. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.